Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that we don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The numbers have actually declined since we started reopening.
If you're 21 and you don't have significant comorbidities, your fatality rate is pretty much zero.
Our neighborhood association put out a flyer saying that the people broke in, they were just going to let them.
Well, I don't think Bubba Wallace has anything to apologize for.
Join me and others. Let's challenge the Democratic Party.
Charlie Daniels died at age 83.
As an old dog, a cantankerous old dog, that is the only way I would accept it.
That Bubba Wallace story responding to the president, we may get into that here in about another, 10 minutes or so. That's one of those things where you just have to scratch your head and say, Mr. President, what on earth are you thinking? Why?
But why?
Why?
But why?
Why?
There's so many tweets like that. Like,
yeah.
Why? You're busy. You're a busy man.
Yes. You don't need to be worried about Bubba Wallace and NASCAR. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm Mike Ferguson, by the way. It's 6:11. Good news. The St. Louis Cardinals start the season, what there is of it. At least that's the plan. Mm-hmm. Start the season at home on July 24th. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a way to get tickets, forget it. Ain't going to happen. They're going to play to an empty stadium against the Pirates at Busch Stadium. But the schedule has been announced. So July 24th. Of course, if you're really desperate for baseball, you can go watch old man baseball, because one of my old man leagues, 43 and over, starts play tonight. I'm really excited about it. My wife is so sick of hearing about this. That's right. And you get it's
I'm feeling her pain. We've been talking about it a lot.
I know.
We've
exactly.
only been together maybe 6 hours in the past 2 days.
I'm like, I know. I'm so if you want to see some mediocre baseball, come out to O'Fallon tonight at the stadium.
Well, it's better than no baseball.
It
right?
is, and
right.
it's free. We're gonna be at the stadium at 7:30. Anyway, of course, the Bubba Wallace thing. I just don't understand why the president does what he does on these things. This isn't a policy thing. He's not poking another politician. He's not trying to get a rise out of Nancy Pelosi. He's going after a race car driver, for crying out loud. But yeah, I want to get to that maybe just a little bit. Oh, and Tim Jones is going to be with us after the bottom of the hour. You said something during one of the commercial breaks, Denise, that just kind of piqued my attention. I went, yeah, you're right about that. Because of the way so much news media covers the COVID-19 mm-hmm. infections, and it's your question that you raised was, do we have to know every single place somebody works or lives when there's an infection reported?
I mean, at this point, aren't we just kind of under the assumption that somebody either did, does, or will have pretty mm-hmm. much anywhere you go?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, that somebody who works at this grocery store tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, on one page, local page alone, it was a grocery store, a camp, and a restaurant. And I'm mm-hmm. like, and?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, when do we move past? I mean, and then it's like every sports team now. It's like, okay, well, you're going to start listing all the players. Oh, here's another person. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pretty much kind of there. Get it.
It's
yeah.
fatiguing. I guess the argument for it would be if you'd been to grocery store, restaurant, or whatever, but you're almost causing a public panic to an extent when you
yeah. Well, and you have to trust like if you're going to go to these places that they're doing the things that they're supposed to.
Right.
So if
to
that employee, whether they have, if they have it, if they were wearing their mask, right,
mm-hmm.
and they were washing their hands, mm-hmm. and they were doing all the things they're supposed to do, even though they
stuff,
have
yeah.
it, that doesn't mean that you will.
Right.
And if you were doing what you believe is right for you, which was being at that grocery store with your mask on and you mm-hmm. washed your hands and you wiped the cart off before you got there, then why are we having to mention every single place where this happens?
Sure. Yeah, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Yeah, because it just does seem to be sensationalism mm-hmm. at this point.
Yeah.
Now, if
well,
you
if
have,
there's nothing
like,
else to talk about, we're just yeah. going to keep mentioning where cases are popping up.
Yeah, if there's an outbreak, that's one thing. You know, I mean, you know, in some parts of Missouri, for instance, like a meat packing plant had, you know, 300 or 400
yes.
cases. Okay, right.
That's news.
No question. Mm-hmm.
But
about
when two
that.
People at a company get it, it's not.
Right. You yeah. know, and the scare tactics are, oh, my goodness, they tested positive and they worked at a daycare. Well, okay, if you're the parents there, yeah, hopefully they did. They contacted the parents. Hey, this happened. Mm-hmm. Here are the symptoms to watch for. We're going to shut down for a couple weeks. Does that necessarily need to be news across the metro area or across the state, you know, or at whatever grocery store, you know, this was at, you know, like you said, Denise, I mean, you know, we've got, there were some estimates that say we've got 5 to 10 times the number of people who have been infected by this and just never show symptoms or show such mild symptoms mm-hmm. that they never connect it to coronavirus, which means the infection and the mortality and the hospitalization rate is even more minuscule than what the official mm-hmm. numbers are. And so at this point, it's media, it's our industry that's maybe just unnecessarily scaring people with the mm-hmm. way that we're framing this. But we want those clicks, you know, on the
right.
websites. Digital dollars, get those ads, you know, in front of people. And that's sometimes, I think, a lot of what it is. And, you know, of course, we got conditioned over the last several months when all you talked about was coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just found any right. possible angle to talk about it.
Well, and then you have the national media that has an agenda with it.
Right.
There's a reason they want that to keep coming up over and over
right.
and over again, and it will stop after November. We're all aware of that.
Yeah.
So,
and now you've got the guy from Johns Hopkins saying, you know what, this is going to be years. We're going to be wearing masks. We're going to get used to it, and hopefully we're going to happily wear masks mm-hmm. for years. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness, don't let Sam Page hear that, you know, because he just, I think, wants to. And he's now trying to order the schools around, I guess.
Yes. Well, I mean, some of the big districts are around the area, like Rockwood, Parkway, have
yeah.
really, a long time ago, like weeks ago, like month or more than a month ago, 2 months ago, said that they were going to release, you know, the things that they were going to have to put in place. July 20th, I believe, is the exact date. But I knew it was like late July. And then I guess at the news conference yesterday with Sam Page, it was just like started rattling off what the schools are going to have to do and saying that they're going to tell you tomorrow. Yeah. And I got an email from my district. They're like, well, no. We're not releasing anything tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's like, not accurate.
We're waiting a few more weeks to see where we are
yeah.
then. And then we'll release, you know.
Hey, Sam, the school districts don't answer to you.
Right.
And that's news to him, I think.
Yeah, I think it's news to him that anybody does not submit to his every whim. I mean, this guy is just a wannabe petty tyrant, in my opinion. Oh.
Yeah, I live over in Illinois. I think he'd be surprised to hear that I don't answer to him.
Right.
Personally.
I think you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, and I don't know what Mark's take on this is, but if you want to have Sam Page not be the county executive anymore, there's really only one way to do that. And I would absolutely, people are going to hate to hear this, you're going to have to pull a Democratic ballot and vote him out in the primary, because the Democratic primary is going to decide that race. And
it doesn't seem like people will hate to hear that. That
yeah.
has been a topic that has been posed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
It seems like more conservatives than in the past are on board with that.
Yeah, because the Republicans didn't bother to recruit any candidates you can take seriously. So that race is going to be decided in the Democratic primary. It's just, I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, agree or disagree, mm-hmm. you can give me a call. All right. So the president decides he's going to take on Bubba Watson because he's got apparently a lot more time on his hands than he should. I'll explain what he said, why it was a dumb move again, and we'll get some reaction to that still ahead right here on the Mark Cox Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not saying change your vote in the presidential election on this or anything, but I am saying, why does the president do some of the things that he does on Twitter?
I'm
with
you.
Why?
I'm so with
I think you. A lot of people ask that question.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So you could just stay off Twitter.
Honestly, take a nap, take a walk.
Yeah, something.
Anything else, dude.
I'm Mike Ferguson, by the way, in for Mark Cox this week. Okay, so out of nowhere, President Trump decided to go after NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of Bubba Wallace before the entire, like, Confederate flag thing, mm-hmm. and because I don't follow NASCAR. But on Monday, yesterday, the president sent out a tweet saying, has at Bubba Wallace apologized to all of those great NASCAR drivers and officials who came to his aid, stood by his side, and were willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out that the whole thing was just another, all capital letters here, hoax. That and flag decision has caused lowest ratings, capital letters, ever.
I just don't. I don't understand this. Bubba Wallace did not have anything to do with, even if this was a quote-unquote hoax, Bubba Wallace didn't do it.
Right. I mean, and I don't even think that it was a hoax. I think somebody just mistook a pull handle for
correct.
Something else.
Yes, there was just a mistake made.
It was somebody overreacted because we're in very tense times,
uh-huh.
and they jumped the gun on something. It mm-hmm. really is that right. simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And I do not understand. I don't understand going down with the Confederate flag. I just don't. I don't understand the president commenting on it.
Yeah,
he's
got nothing to gain on that.
No.
The people who are ardent Confederate flag, you know, this is our Southern heritage thing, I don't think they're voting for Joe Biden no matter what.
Right. And there is a narrative out there, and I think that it can be argued both ways, that the president emboldens the wrong kind of person that is actually hateful, and something like supporting the Confederate flag at this time is something that could potentially embolden the wrong kind of person to feel vindicated in their hate.
Well, here's the response. He put out a statement, which means his lawyers and PR people wrote it and he signed his name to it. And it says, love over hate every day. This is Bubba Wallace. Love should come naturally as people are, capital letters, taught to hate, even when it's capital letters, hate from the POTUS. So on that volley exchange, Bubba Wallace wins. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was asked about the entire kerfuffle, just because I love to say the word kerfuffle. Mm-hmm. And cut seven, here's what he had to say.
Well, I don't think Bubba Wallace has anything to apologize for. I do say this about the drivers. Even though it was a noose created to hold the door open, in the times in which we live, there's a lot of anxiety. So what did you see? You saw the best in NASCAR. When there was a chance that it was a threat against Bubba Wallace, they all rallied to Bubba's side. So I would be looking to celebrate that kind of attitude more than being worried about it being a hoax.
Yep.
That's about as good of a statement as you're going to get. Of course, Lindsey Graham being from South Carolina, where mm-hmm. NASCAR is very, very popular out there. So he understands that. And, of course, you know, Bubba Wallace, I understand that he's got the hashtag Black Lives Matter on his car and he pushed to get rid of the Confederate flag. And to Senator Graham's point, you know, yes, did people jump the gun? I mean, to me, the best reaction would have been, whew, that rope was not what we thought it was. Thank goodness.
Right.
And the lesson learned is, okay, well, let's do a little more due diligence before we start accusing or making those kind mm-hmm. of statements. But to me, the reaction, you know, was not, it didn't shock me based on the times that we're living in and everything that's happening.
I think too, I think the criticism against Bubba Wallace could be, hey, he took this thing that wasn't real and he's continuing to talk about it over and over again when really we should be celebrating, like Lindsey
exactly.
Graham said, how NASCAR came together and touting NASCAR as like a great organization because of it.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely fair because he should have said, folks, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who's black, this just this really hit me hard. Sorry I overreacted, but he didn't do that. So, yeah, he should have done that better. Let's get to one quick call in here. Hey, Jason, we got to get to the news here in just a second. So give me about your 30-second pitch. What do you think?
Mark, the thing is, the president can't stay on message because he self-sabotages himself. And you guys talk about how Joe Biden constantly stays in the basement. He's the smartest one of all because he's not talking and the president poll numbers are going down. And it's very clear that he's losing popularity. So I want him to keep tweeting. I wish he'd fall off a damn cliff, though. That's what I wish.
Well, when it comes to his ratings, Jason, appreciate the call. That, who knows, could happen. I still think he's going to get reelected just when you look at the electoral map. But, yeah, the smartest thing Joe Biden can do just with his lack of communication skills is stay off the camera.
Yes,
stay off the camera.
Because
like
we want someone to lead the country that's afraid to tell us what.
Donald Trump says stuff like this. Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump does this.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden can't string a sentence together coherently, but Donald Trump does this.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Your candidates, everybody.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday nights, if you're not listening to 97.1 FM Talk, well then, what the heck you doing with your life? Because that's when you hear Tim Jones, the former Speaker of the House, the People Speaker. Tim, good to talk to you again. Thanks for calling in on your vacation.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, greetings from the Northlands up here in Upper Michigan.
Nice.
And it's pretty much like Missouri, except less humid. A lot less humid up here.
Ooh, good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a step in the right direction.
Well, and the other step in the right direction is, Mike, remember how Governor Whitmer up here was making national news for, like, she was like Governor Gestapo there for several weeks. Remember what she was telling people you literally could go into Home Depot, but you could buy things in this aisle, but not things in that aisle, you know?
Yeah.
She must have gotten some polling back or something, Mike, because it's been really quiet up here the last few weeks. You haven't heard much of a peep out of her. I guess she got ruled out of the Veep stakes as well.
Well, that's
I think she was under Yeah,
that's what I was about to say, is all that was happening while she was still being considered a potential vice presidential candidate. And then she just hammered every one of the citizens of Michigan and not so much anymore.
And, you know, Mike, it's interesting. You know, Michigan is so much like Missouri. They've got their big metro areas, right? Metro Detroit and Lansing and some other urban areas like that. But then it's the great, I guess the left would call us the great unwashed. You know, this is Trump country where I am. You know, it looks very similar to suburban and rural Missouri. A lot of Trump signs already up and planted in the ground up here. And Michigan's going to be a huge swing state this year. And it's kind of hard to read the tea leaves on it. You know, one week the polls look good for the president. The next they look much, much better for Joe Biden. So Michigan's going to be in play. And I think what's going to happen is we'll see who makes the mistake that Hillary Clinton did and ignoring Michigan voters. I don't think Donald Trump's going to ignore Michigan voters. We'll see if the Biden campaign puts enough time in here and shows these folks up here enough respect, because I think that will determine which way the state goes.
Yeah, I don't think the Democrats are going to make that mistake again in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Ohio. I think they are so shell-shocked from 2016. I think you'll see a lot of effort put into those states by the Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mike, you you were talking. I was just thinking, you know, we flipped the calendar page just a few days ago, and by the time I get back into town this Friday, it's going to be almost mid-July, which means we've got an August primary coming up in Missouri, right? August 4th. I just heard you talking about that in one of your earlier segments. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, Mike, and people are going to be shocked at my agreement with you as well, is that folks need to really consider, folks like you and me and anybody else who lives in St. Louis County as a Republican, you got to consider pulling a Democratic ballot this August if you want a true opportunity to, you know, hashtag turn the page, as a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
My choice would be Mark Montavani. Now you can still vote for the Republican in November, but let's be honest, it's been beyond impossible these days for a Republican to win a countywide seat with our demographics. So I've met Mark Montavani. I think he's about as independent of a Democrat we're going to find. on the ticket. And so that's what I'm telling people to do as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a conservative. He's not a libertarian. You know, he's not, you know, I hate to use the terms, one of us ideologically. But at this point, I'm almost missing Steve Stenger, you know, who's in prison. I mean, based on what we're seeing with Sam Page right now. And the fact of the matter is that the Republican Party in St. Louis County just has not recruited quality candidates that can be taken seriously. This race will be decided in the primary.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. I mean, so it's, you know, I guess it's kind of frustrating if you're a Republican, if you're conservative, but that's just the reality of it. And so you may say, man, people in 97-1 are saying take a Democratic ballot, you know, in a primary. Well, I mean, there's no drama anywhere in the primaries on the statewide races. I mean, you may have a primary in a state rep or state Senate race or something like that, although I don't know of any big ones on the Republican side in the area. But, you know, if that's the case, I mean, if this race is important to you, that's just kind of the reality of it.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, they took a stab. The Republicans, they took a stab at county exec the last two cycles. And Steve Stenger steamrolled back into office on his reelect, you know, almost eight years ago. Now, I can't believe it was that long. That was the last time there was a true conservative hardcore effort by the Republicans. My very good friend, my former colleague, current election commissioner, Rick Stream, ran for county executive. He came within 1,500 votes. I mean, it was a narrow loss, but it was still a loss. And he did everything right, I really thought. Yeah, it just shows how high a mountain to climb in St. Louis County for Republican, which is why, you know, Mark Montavani, like you said, is probably the best we're going to get. And as you also pointed out, you can still vote no on Medicaid expansion, which I'm also urging people to do. It's a horrible idea, Mike, to expand Medicaid. People are saying, oh, this is a perfect time because of the pandemic. It's the worst time because it's a pandemic. You're just going to – whenever has taking a gigantic, not functioning very well – massive government program and expanding it ever worked to the benefit of the people? When has it ever helped out taxpayers? When has that ever helped a budget? You know, and so you're going to hear a lot of falsehoods and misrepresentation coming from the hospital associations. They're the ones bankrolling the Vote Yes campaign to the tune of millions of dollars. I think there's going to be a decent opposition, probably mainly from the grassroots. But there, you know, there may or may not be some money behind it eventually. But I think the message is very clear. If you want a massive tax increase, if you want to massively cut all of your education funding all across the state, if you want to fund Planned Parenthood, if you want to bring Nancy Pelosi's socialized medicine to Missouri, you know, then Medicaid expansion's for you. If you don't, vote no on two, and you can do that and vote for Mark Montavani in August. August the 4th, believe it or not, like barely 3 weeks away.
Up. Yeah, exactly. Now, Tim, why isn't there more of a coordinated campaign against Medicaid expansion? Now you've got the Chamber of Commerce is on board with this, and you're already seeing ads, you know, with ambulances and fire trucks. And the other side, I mean, the pro-Medicaid expansion side is running a good public relations campaign as far as just competency when it comes to their messaging and their imagery. And I'm just kind of shocked that there is no, with all the consultants out there and all the campaign, you know, donors out there, that nobody is putting together a really strong, well-funded campaign against this right now.
Well, Mike, it has started. The website was unveiled yesterday, and it's no surprise that I am opposed to Medicaid expansion.
Sure.
I opposed it 10 years ago as a legislator, but in full disclosure, the company I work for, First Rule, my full-time job, we are going to be part of that opposition campaign. There is a website up. There are testimonials, Mike, on that website from Governor Parson to Lieutenant Governor Kehoe on down through all the House and Senate leadership. So think about it. There's a supermajority of Republicans serving in the General Assembly right now, representing a supermajority of voters. All of the statewides except one are Republicans. And so those folks right there have tons of reach all across the entire state of Missouri. They're going to be part of this campaign. Yeah, Mike, we're still waiting to see if we can get some big money behind it. Folks are really skeptical, right, because it's lost everywhere it's been opposed, except for one state, and that was Montana. And that was because the left made the mistake of also putting a cigarette tax as part of their proposal. It's the only place it's lost. So the big donors, Mike, are a little hesitant to jump into this and throw good money after bad. We're going to try to convince them it would be good money for good. And so there's going to be an aggressive grassroots campaign. There's going to be an aggressive, you know, earned media campaign. And you know, I think you're going to see a lot of social media. The website is up, as I mentioned. People can go check it out. And I think it's going to be a very active next 3 weeks. Let me just say that.
What's the website address?
I think it's nomo2.com.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, and so, I'll make sure I got that definitely for you when I'm talking to Mark again next week.
Okay, sounds good. And if you see it in the meantime, just text me, and I'll make sure we get the right address out there.
I will do that. I'll send it to you as soon as we get off here.
All right, Tim Jones. You can hear him every Sunday from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, enjoy your vacation. Thanks for taking some time out for us.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Great job filling in this morning. You all be good this week. Stay cool, and I'll see you all back in the Lou real soon.
Thanks
a lot, Tim. I mean, be good. What's the fun in that?
It's subjective. You're fine.
I was looking last break over some of President Trump's other tweets, and he's got another head scratcher. We'll talk about that just ahead. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. Just got a text from Tim with the actual website address. It's nomo2inaugust.com. So N-O-O-N, the number two, in or I-N, august.com. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but now you know
I'll
where to find it.
I'll post it with your discussion on the blog.
Yeah.
971talk.com/Cox.
I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox for the week. He's on vacation, just like Tim is. By the way, my weekend show airs here is American Viewpoints, and you can find me on Twitter at AVP Radio Show. Subscribe to the podcast, because every segment of the show is posted as a podcast every Monday through Thursday. And so add it to your pods. That's how the kids say it. Your pods.
Is it?
I think that's how they say it.
I have heard that.
Get your pods. That's what I've heard.
I don't think so. I don't know about that. Did Mark ask you to tell that?
No. I actually have not talked to him. He got out of Dodge. He's like, I'm on vacation. You guys do what you want. I'm out of here.
That's a very Mark thing to say.
But yeah, anywhere you find your podcast, you can find American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. So interesting throwdown on when it comes to Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, everything with the actor and host, game show host, Terry Crews.
Athlete first. Is the athlete, Terry Crews an athlete?
Yeah.
Football player?
I think he did play football. Of course, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Before my time. Yeah, now he's an actor.
Yeah, and he hosts, I think, every talk or every game show that's out there on the planet. If Steve Harvey isn't hosting it, he's hosting
it.
Something like that. And so, he said something which I think is pretty reasonable, is that, you know, he's obviously a Christian, and he says, all men are my brothers, all women are my sisters. I choose to basically love everybody. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing a bunch on Twitter.
Right.
And he
just caught hell for it.
Yeah.
And and it's just kind of head scratching that that was the reaction to something so inclusive. Let's start with Cut 13, I think. Here's Terry Crews responding to what he's describing as Black Lives Matter leaders who see themselves, I guess, as just above everybody else.
You start to understand that you are now, you know, being controlled. You're not being treated as loved. You're actually being controlled. Someone wants to control the narrative. And I viewed it as a very, very dangerous self-righteousness that was developing that, you know, that really viewed themselves as better. It was almost a supremacist move.
Let me jump
where
in,
they Terry. Viewed that their Black Lives mattered a lot more than mine.
That's Don Lemon in the back taking issue with everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, because, you know, it's you're not allowed. And to Terry Crews's point, and this isn't just a Black Lives Matter thing, and it is more on the left than it is on the right, but it happens on the right too, in this tribal thinking that you're not allowed to criticize. You're not allowed to step out of the narrative. We've got to keep a united front. So somebody says, no, I think you're wrong about something, there's an effort to immediately shut them down. We have time to work in that other quote from him real quick. Okay, let's do that. So here's Terry Crews again.
It is about police brutality. That should never be accepted. Yeah. I am not saying that that's not it, but there's more there. Okay. And when I look at, if they have more on their agenda, we need to ask them about what else is on that agenda other than police brutality. And that's all I'm doing. Questioning, warning, watching. And if that bothers you, now that bothers
I'm
me.
Over.
Because
I'm over,
if I
Terry.
Can't warn you, if we are equal, if we're equal, I should be
I
able to
go,
say
Terry.
Something to you
Maybe there was a commercial break, but yeah, Don Lemon wasn't completely comfortable with what was being said. All right. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.